Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Cherry's Starlight Show. You know, it's funny. Week goes by so fast. It's already Wednesday night. Here I am talking to you again. All right, so I don't know how many of you watch CNN, but a couple nights ago I watched a show with Howard Stern and the king of the radio and the king of open sex had some very interesting things to say, and looking at his stars, I could so much relate to him. But first of all, I did a search on him, of course, and he was born in January. He was born with the head of the dragon in Capricorn, on himself. And the soul's purpose of those born in January is to slowly but surely climb to the top of the mountain and towards midlife or the latest part of their life, reaching the top in their chosen profession. And those born in January work really, really hard. They are also very disciplined. Howard Stern was born in January the 12th, and he was born in 1954. His dragon set is on himself. And when the dragon is on the first house, he gives a hidden dragon in Aries. This is what I have. I was also born with a dragon set in Aries. So being born with the hidden dragon in Aries and the natal dragon in Capricorn, Howard Stern was born to be a leader of the mind. In his own right, of course. But why is Howard Stern involved with sex? Well, looking at his chart, I found out that he was born with Saturn at 8 degrees 15 seconds and Mars, his drive principle, at 13:52 in Scorpio. And we all know that Scorpio rules sex. And it's in the 11th house, which is the house of wishes. So knowing that Saturn rules Capricorn, knowing that Saturn rules the 10th house of career and the public standing, knowing that Mars rules the drive principle, the energy of pushing forward, knowing that all takes place in this 11th house of wishes and friends in Scorpio, which is sex, there goes Mr. Howard Stern being basically a promoter of sex. But what's interesting, and any of my students listening to the show tonight knows, that if you want to know the house of work, the house of service to someone, you go into the sixth house. So let's count six, including January, okay? January, February, March, April, May, June. All of those born in January have the house of work into the sign of Gemini. But every one of you have heard, I hope so, if you have any knowledge of astrology, that Gemini rules the radio world. And you're wondering why Howard Stern works on the radio? Now, I'm sure many of you also heard of Dr. Laura. Well, Dr. Laura was also born in January, and she works also on the radio. Incidentally, if you go into the 10th house of a Capricorn, counting 10 from January, you will end up in October. And October rules anything and everything that works with psychology or Dr. Laura being a psychologist. Now, there is other famous people born in January that have made it to the top on the radio. I'm sure every one of you have heard of Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, born in January. Capricorn was politics. And Rush Limbaugh, like Howard Stern or Dr. Laura, is also a Gemini in his 6 hours of work and health, and depict why the man is also on the radio. Now, for many, many, many years, I was the favorite guest of another a friend of mine, which is also a radio host and born in January. And this guy has his own show that every one of you have heard, excuse me, have heard or listened to. And at that point, right now, I cannot recall his name, incidentally. Subconscious blackout, maybe because I'm not on his show anymore. One day he found out that I was going to have my own show, and he became very insecure about having me on the air. And after 3 or 4 years being a regular on his show, he decided not to have me anymore on the air. So I guess that is my subconscious blockage. You know, when you don't remember something about somebody or a name, there is always a reason behind it. And one of these days, I will recall his name and we talk about him a little bit more. So basically, I just wanted to give you a little rundown of what the sign of Capricorn is naturally gifted with. This is why a lot of Capricorn, knowing that this sign rules politics, are speakers, are communicators, so that they can, in the 10th house of career, in the sign of Libra, either bring balance and harmony to the rest of the nations, or declare war, because this is what Libra does. Now, our stern faces the world with the tail of the dragon in Cancer. And that means, of course, the tail is a little bit negative, so he faces the world with kind of a negative outlook to the eyes of the Puritans, the religious lunatics, or people who have a different view about sex, which obviously it's a very, very small majority. Knowing that is the top radio host in the United States, if not in the world, that tells you that the people that listen to him are very normal people that are very much into sex. So maybe they cannot get it physically, so they go and get it with him through television or through radio, as he does. But that tells you again, the majority of people are easily entertained. And sex is a very, very powerful tool. Sex has always been there. Without sex, there is no life. Sex is the ultimate. And our Stern was driven by his Saturn, his career potential, and his Mars, which is drive potential, through his 11th house of wishes and friends to operate within this realm, sex. All right. So now we had a little bit of an idea of what Capricorn is in the terms of our Stern career and fate. Now, we have those crystals, finally, and many of them are already going under that talisman energy that I mentioned last time. Some of them are in the sun. Some of them go out at night. There is all sorts of celestial energy being transferred into those rocks, into those very special rocks. They are not exactly rocks per se. They are formations that took billions, millions of years to transform into crystals. And crystals have very, very powerful and specific priority to heal the body, the mind, and even the soul, for that matter. And Samantha did a research. She's working really hard also in exposing the values of some of the crystals that we have. And soon, those crystals will be on my website with the entirely rebuilt healing room and available for you to see. Now, I have a huge amethyst, probably the biggest amethyst I have ever owned and bought. Absolutely fantastic, beautiful. The energy coming from this huge amethyst is just like dynamite, put it this way. I will give on my website the weight, the size, the priority, All that you need to know about this incredible, I can say my best piece that I own. This will be available for everybody to see. And I'm going to put this in auction. As much as I hate to let it go because it's so beautiful, I want to do an auction for all the people out there so that the money can start to go to a specific bank account for my schools. You know my aim. You know my goal. My goal is to have my best student, whenever that happens, in 2, 3, 4 years from now, to join me for a very intense, supremely advanced astropsychological course, bring all those top students of mine into my school, and have them to teach the teachers, the people from every walks of life. Will they be traditionally educated psychologists, psychiatrists, scientists, doctors, priests? Who cares? Normal, regular teachers out there for sixth grader, all the way down to Einstein's promoters. I don't care. So this supreme crowd of star promoters or my best top student will be helping me to teach the world. That is my goal. Once I have my school, I'm going to pick up my top students. And there's going to be a lot coming to the meeting. And we're going to start with the best of the best. And those people are going to be working in bringing about my dreams to educate the world so that the children of tomorrow don't have to kill themselves because they can't regenerate. And children out there with insomnia, insecurity, or extraterrestrial abduction don't have to take Prozac or Ritalin being poisoned by their educated psychologist who has absolutely no clue of the structure of the universal mind and the reality of UFOs. That is my goal. Every single day I picture that. I do have so many people offering me so many different things. And when the universe is ready for me, I guess I'll be ready for the universe, put it this way. My words is being heard. People read my newsletters. I'm having thousands and thousands of people all over the world reading and understanding my philosophy. And every single day, we are receiving not only telephone calls and beautiful cards, but tons of email support from all over the world. And I would take this opportunity to thank you, my subscribers, my clients, my students, my friends that have been with me for many, many years, or the very newcomer who realize what I have to offer and wants to jump in, and be a participant of the promoter of light. All right. Now, as you know, I will always take care of some of the people out there listening to the show. If you have any questions, I will check on you, Dragon. So call the 800 number, and I will check on you, Dragon, and eventually answer some of your questions. No problem about that. Now, we are getting close, very close, to the new moon. In my last window, my window of prediction for those who have been to my website, I mentioned all sorts of dramatic experiences, all sorts of dramatic news involving the police, all sorts of secrets would make the news. And I'm sure many, many of you who have investigated my website came to realize that some of the prediction that I did came true. So the window, the prediction window of December 12, 2505, came very much true. And after this call, I will elaborate a little bit more. Hello, where are you? And who are you?
I am Susan, New Hampshire.
Speak a bit louder, honey. I cannot hear you too well.
I says I'm in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, and your first name?
Susan.
Susan. Susan, what's your date of birth, honey?
8/22/56.
8/22/56. Do you have any question for me?
Yes, I'm in between careers, and I don't know where I should be going.
Well, first of all, honey, you were born with the tail of the dragon in Gemini.
Right.
So everything about you will be 2, 4, 6, and 8. Sometimes 2 marriages, 2 kids, 2 languages.
Right.
Now, you understand what I'm saying, yes?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, being a Gemini dragon still, you need to focus and you need to concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to reach your dragon set in Sagittarius, and that means you are very lucky with foreigners and you're very lucky in foreign land. But
right.
If you don't educate yourself, you're going to end up like a jack of all trades or working as a waitress next door. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to be so honest with you. You have your moon in Pisces.
Right.
So you're very emotional. You're very psychic. You're very spiritual. And you're an
mm-hmm.
artist.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure not to let the past and guilt bother you with your upbringing or your mother. Do I make sense again?
Absolutely, you do.
Yeah. Now, you have Saturn in Scorpio, and that means that you have healing powers in you.
Yeah.
And you regenerate with metaphysics, including the medical field.
Okay.
The head of the dragon in June 2006 will be moving in Pisces and will be conjuncting your moon sign. This means that you are going to be forced to move, either close to the water or away from the water, maybe an exotic place, who knows.
The head of the dragon,
conjunctee, your moon and your Mars, will also force you to take on some study that have to do with the spirits or the art or metaphysics. Are you ready for that?
Yes, I was thinking of doing that, and I was wondering if that was a good thing.
Your success depends on your ability to educate yourself. You're very smart.
Mm-hmm.
The problem you have in your chart is that you have attracted the wrong people, the wrong groups.
Right.
Wrong friends, wrong religion, whatever it is. Do I make sense again?
You do.
There is no such a thing as a wrong religion. All religion, as far as I'm concerned, are completely wrong.
Yes, me too.
You have to look at the end result. The end result is that everybody killed themselves for Allah, Buddha, or Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Do I make sense again?
You do.
All right, sweetheart. So with your moon in Pisces, make sure to watch the fluctuations of the moon.
Okay.
The next new moon should be in. Hold on, I'm going to ask Samantha to check that for me. I don't recall it.
Dr. Turi, I just moved. I'm going to be moving again.
Well, when did you move?
I moved in September.
Well, you know, everything about you, honey, is 2, 4, 6, remember?
Right.
You probably also look younger than your age in the process.
Yes, I do.
All right. The new moon is going to be on your dragon's head in Sagittarius. And that means the study you're going to do, the people you're going to meet, will probably lead you maybe outside of this country or
really?
To a more remote, wild area. Do I make sense?
Okay.
So just be confident, because this new moon and the dragon conjuncting your moon sign have only the best to offer you. But don't forget, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. And it's through education and taking chance in foreign land and with foreigners that you will succeed.
Do you know where? What foreign land or what month?
Anything that is controlled by Sagittarius, you're very lucky. That means anything from Australia, Mexico, or maybe area in the United States that are in the deserts.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, okay. I'm trusting you.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, yep, you know, that's the beauty of being a Gemini dragon tail. You know, each time I do a reading for somebody born with the tail of the dragon, I am literally freaking out. Because, you know, it's part of the universal drive, the universal order, this person to have another reading because they cannot have one reading because it's part of their fate. So I always say in the tape, you were born with the tail of the dragon in Gemini. Now remember that if you don't like my work, it's not because my work is not good. It's because you need something better or advanced. So take my course or read my books, do something. I'm trying to make them aware of that duality. The Gemini head or the Gemini tail is literally set to have everything by 2, by 4, and by 6. These are the people that end up marrying 6 or 8 times. These are the people who have twins and quintuplets, sextuplets. These are the people who speak 2 languages or 4 languages. These are the people that can't stop talking. These are the Mercurian. Their soul is from this little tiny planet from Mercury. And they are messengers of the gods, and they have a very high metabolism, and they are really fast. Translated in this world, Mercury transforms itself into the post office, radio, journalism, attorneys, and in the bird world, Gemini turns itself into the parrot who talks all the time and repeats everything. See, this Mercury rules also transportation, and when it goes retrograde, of course, everything goes berserk. And this is where you have strikes. In reference to the prediction for the window of December 25th, for those who have been to my website, the red letters are clear. Okay? News about death, drama, police, secrets, scandal, terrorism, financial, and sex. My gosh. On those 3 or 4 days, I have a collection in reference to, for example, secrets. It's official. Muslim sites subject to secret monitoring for radiation. Everybody knows that there could be some nuclear deal going on in this country, and the best place for the terrorists to do that is to go to their mosques, all their sites, all their religious area. And that is obviously a secret that came to light. As I said, it would. Then I also talk about terrorism itself, important news about terrorism. And now the U.S. law's offices have learned about suicide attacks from Israeli official, and that is directly involving terrorism. You know, when the moon goes through the sign of Scorpio, all secrets have to come to life. Okay? Now, Scorpio rules death. Anytime the moon is in Scorpio, hey, you're going to hear things involving terrorism and death. And this is why the Kuwait court sentenced 6 terrorists to death during the window that I gave. Now, Scorpio rules also the police force and drama. And the police catch kids that have been dropped for a burning building. If that is not drama and doesn't involve the police, I don't know. Terrible, terrible happening takes place all over the world when the moon is in Scorpio. It is not every day that you have a gunfire in Canada in the middle of a shopping center. It is not every single day that you have a mother dropping a kid through the window. Okay? It's not every single day that you have a boy that gets with a knife sticking on his head. Okay? It's just incredible. Now, people that are very famous, because they are famous doesn't make them more intelligent than you or more aware than you. And if, for example, the very famous Lady Longoria had my book, she would have known during that window to be quiet when instead of getting involved in a car flap. It's very important to be aware that when my windows mention an energy, it will come true. When I said expect news about sex, it's all over the news. A teenager was caught on the internet for pornography. A man was arrested, was charged with child exploitation also from the internet. A former youth center owner also faced child porn charges. A fake firefighter indicted in sex abuse case. Marines were charged with rapes. I mean, and you talk about death now? Oh my gosh, the list is infinite when the window in Scorpio comes along. Mass grave discovered in Iraq. Two dies in Boulder County plane crash. A man dies in explosion in a power plant, a Putnam. A Beaver County, 94, beaten to death in robbery. And most of all, very famous actor, Schiavelli. You heard of this movie actor, okay? He died during that window. A fly over the cuckoo's nest. These are the energies, and this is why I put it on my website, so people can learn to translate the will of the universe as good as I do, so that when the moon is in Scorpio, you be careful what you do, what you say, where you go, and if a cop stops you in the street, don't be as stupid as any famous people out there and try to fight with your police officer, because anything you do or say when the moon is in Scorpio will follow you for the rest of your life. Period.
Oh.
All right.
Dr. Chair. Hello?
There.
Yes. I'm calling to see about the head of the dragon. I was born in October the 10th.
What year?
1941.
What date in October?
The 10th.
Okay, and what's your first name?
Betty.
Betty.
All right. Sir.
Well, you were born October the 10th, 1941, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, your head of the dragon is Virgo, and your tail of the dragon is Pisces.
Uh-huh.
That means you have to be very careful not to swim downstream, okay? Drugs.
Okay.
Chemical, religion, the past, guilt. You have a lot of past life as a nun. Do I make sense?
Oh, really? I guess so, compared to what I'm interested in now.
Yeah, probably because you swam upstream. You know,
uh-huh.
A lot of Libras that I have known in my career, in my life, a student and client, all of them, either end up drinking too much, taking drugs, or poisoning their soul with Allah, Buddha, or Jesus, thinking that their deity are going to save their soul. Do I make sense again?
Yes, although I'm not into any kind of drugs.
Right.
Or alcohol.
But, you know, when you are deceiving yourself with a glass of wine, with pot, with cooking, or deceiving yourself with Allah, Buddha, or Jesus, it's still a drug. It's still impractical. That's what I'm trying to say. But this is all coming from Neptune. So because your tail of the dragon is in Pisces, you are prone more than anybody to get stuck on your tail. And your tail involves a lot of past life as a nun and as a priest. And you also have promoted, supported, and built hundreds of thousands of different disappeared religions in your past life. And this is why you're stuck into the world of Pisces. It is through your dragon's head in Virgo, which is critical thinking, learning different things outside of religion, that you will free yourself from the guilt from the past or thinking that you're going to go to hell. Do I make sense?
Yes, sir.
And that is poison. As soon as you start to feel negative, as soon as you nurture any fear, you are swimming down.
Uh-huh.
So following a religion that promises you to end up in hell forever is not healthy. It is not only not healthy, it is totally absurd because you are on hell right now. And the idea is to turn this hell into paradise by freeing yourself from fears, from ignorance. You don't have to fear God. Nobody
yes,
has
I'm,
to fear
I'm,
God. God is love. God is light. God is all this freedom. God is happiness. Do I make sense?
Yes, sir.
That's you. You can be, as a child, very fearful, very insecure, and being very afraid. So when you're a child and you feel that way, you are evil, you are negative. And as you grow up and you start to investigate different avenues, then you raise your soul, you raise your vibration, you become a much more powerful, secure, sensible, educated soul. And that's where you become God. Every single day, as you learn and you grow, you become more secure and more stronger, less fear, less guilt, the more power, the more godly you are. And that is your right, because that's what the Bible said. You have been made at the image of God. Correct?
Thank you very much.
Surely welcome. Good night.
I appreciate it. Good night.
You know, when it comes to religion, yeah, I have my own attitude. As I said in previous show, my mom told me, I find my God, you will find yours. And I'm so happy she never, ever said to me when I was a kid to fear God or that I was going to go to hell. What a damage to say that to a child. Any and every single responsible mother out there should never, ever say to a child, you're going to go to hell. Because this is, when you're a child, everything is so, so important and is so big. When you're a child, your perception of life and your environment is so very different than when you're an adult. So when you say to a child, you're going to go to hell, or maybe when your parents are fighting around you when you're a child, it's just a normal adult little fight. It doesn't have to be a fight. It could be just a little argument between two adults. But my gosh, the child witnessing this alteration here is literally devastating for its psyche. And he grows up, you know, and brings that to incredible disproportion. Do I make sense to all of you out there? Never, ever say anything negative to a child. And don't behave worse than a child in front of your child, because he sees and perceives his reality in such a different way. And as adults, you have to be very responsible. You know, much of the rapists and serial killers that this country has bred, by the way, America is the biggest, baddest breeder of rapists and killers in the world, all come from religion and the repression of sex. Why do those lunatics go and kill every woman that they put their hand on? Because subconsciously, they have been taught sex is not good, sex is dirty, or whatever it is. So they see women subconsciously as the reason of their sins. Even if they are adults, in the subconscious, there is still a lot of work that is being processed from those early teachings. And this person, which appeared to be very sane, is now hunting for every single female, as you can see out there. He's going to rape them, and he's going to kill them. And that's what breeds a rapist or a serial killer. And all these very educated psychologists and psychiatrists out there did not yet figure this one out. Oh, my gosh. It's the point to spend 7 years in college to become psychiatrist. When one of them said to me, Dr. Cherie, I have learned more in your crash course by mail than 7 years in college. Again, he had enough killing people, was Ritalin and Prozac. So he was himself. When I explained to him through his stars that the reason why he was a psychologist, okay, or a psychiatrist, excuse me, is because he was looking himself for himself. It's like many of my best friends are surgeons and there are doctors. These people very often carry a subconscious fear of death and disease. And subconsciously, they are driven to learn everything about it and become doctors. So your doctor fears disease and death more than you do. That's why he's a doctor most of the time. There's so much behind the world of your subconscious. Oh, my gosh. It's simply phenomenal. And I just cannot wait to have the time to finish my book entitled You Are God. Because you are going to understand how incredible your subconscious really, really is. I told you stories in the past on how the subconscious interacts. And as a child, there is no filter. There is nothing. There is no logic. There is no reasoning. You're a child. You take things as such. So when a mother says you're going to go to hell, oh my gosh, the mother herself has been poisoned by the mother or the grandmother, which in turn has been poisoned before. And this has to change because people now live in fear. They're waiting for Armageddon. They don't enjoy life. They cannot appreciate a bird singing, or they don't even wait anxiously for the sun to rise next day and have a beautiful day. They're all waiting for Jesus to come back. My gosh. Hello. They're also waiting for Santa Claus to come back. I'm waiting for Elvis, you know. Why not? The common sense is gone because of the wrong teaching, the wrong information, the mental abuse, and the church controlling all the information. Only yesterday, again, on the Discovery Channel, a bunch of well-known religious leaders were on that channel talking about the perception of God and the prophet and Armageddon. My gosh, when will people finally realize that all the media is owned by the Christians? The radios, the television, 85% in this country are owned by the Christians. And they disguise themselves under a specific program with real actors that cost a fortune to produce so that they can get you gullible Americans to accept stupidity such as Jesus coming back to take care of your bill and make this world a better place. Guess what? Wake up. Jesus is not coming back. You are here to stay and to die. And it's what you are going to do and teach your children that's going to make this world a better place for them. And that's what it comes down to it. Sometimes I think I'm the only one who don't wear glasses. We don't need glasses. I just don't understand why people cannot realize this. That's because I was not born conditioned by a religiously totally controlled country and by a bunch of ministers and priests out there wearing gold that were 2 or 3 pounds on each fingers, totally schizophrenic, having lost their complete sense of reality, and trying to convince themselves they have the truth, trying to get away from their own fear by convincing you. They are all trying to convince themselves that they have the truth and they're not going to hell by convincing you. That's how I perceive it. Guess what? I have no fears. I have absolutely no fears. For if I did something wrong, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, or Jesus, or God, for that matter, long time ago would I get rid of my butt. I'm still here, and I'm still doing a better job every single day as a new light, as a promoter of the truth, as I perceive it outside of mental manipulation, supported and promoted by a very strong and wealthy, organized religion. My gosh. Well, that's my view. When it comes to religion, I'm very, very intense because I always had a problem with stupidity since I was born. And I can see things because I was not born in this country, because I was not raised like you. And again, when you have been eating the same food, or doing the same thing, like smoking, for years and years and years, how difficult it is to change your habits. How difficult it's going to be for many of you out there to raise your consciousness, to cast aside your fear, and to understand that you have been manipulated into fears that makes your life misery. No good. You cannot support, you cannot endorse, you cannot teach anything that is negative. And as I said many, many times, Allah, Buddha, and Jesus. I've worked really hard, if they ever existed, to bring peace to this world. I tell you what, the world would be much better without those deities, because there would be nobody dying at the very second I'm talking to you for Allah, Buddha, or Jesus. Well, hey, you could turn the radio in the middle of the desert, you're going to hear the Christians loud and clear. You will not hear your local radio station, your country music, your rock and roll, your hip-hop music in the middle of the desert. You cannot, you will not. But you will hear the Christians. And that tells you that they monopolize everything. They have the money, they have the power, they have the voice. And here I am. Here I am with my little voice starting a journey that has to change the consciousness of America, because I believe this is one of the main reasons why the universe brought me into this country. And so far, I did well, because a lot of people are starting to wake up. A lot of people start to push and cast aside their fear and start to breathe easily. A little bit more. And Armageddon and the end of the world is not going to happen. My gosh. Okay, I got another caller. What's your name, please, and what's your date of birth?
Denise.
Denise, honey, where are you calling me from?
Missouri.
Missouri. And what's your date of birth, sweetheart?
May 1st, 1967, and I was born at 10:18 p.m.
Yeah, that's very precise. Well, 1967, I believe that is a Scorpio dragon still. Wow, yes, you are a Scorpio dragon still, honey. Wow, you don't trust people too well. You are an investigator of the higher order. And last two or three days, you went through some problem, huh?
Yes, I did.
God, I know. I know. A little bit too much wrong or good sometimes. All right. Now, do you have any neck problem or not?
No, but I do occasionally get...
Yeah, when you take...
Yes,
yeah,
when I get sick, I usually have to do with my throat.
Yes, yeah. You've been hanged in your past life, then. All Scorpio head and tail axis are witches that have been hanged in past life. So you regenerate with metaphysics, you regenerate with partnerships, but you have to be careful because you could attract the wrong crowd in your relationships, okay? Use your intuition. You have a little voice in you that's going to tell you if somebody is right or wrong for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, yeah, you will tend to attract a relationship that will be devastating for you. But that is how you're going to learn and grow to trust your intuition better.
Yes, I'm in that relationship now.
You know, you want to stay away from water signs, especially Scorpios. All right, let me see. You use computers?
Yes, I do.
Good. Your moon is in Aquarius, so your emotional response to life is to travel, to look into the stars, the UFOs, the spirits. You're a very old soul. You may be young, but you are an old soul. All right, so let me see what I detect with you. Do you do any writing?
Just a little.
Just a little? Okay.
For myself, yeah.
It's good for you to write, honey, because you like to talk. You like to communicate. And even though that sometimes you're private and you don't say nothing to anybody, expressing yourself is sometimes a bit of a problem for you.
Right. I don't really seem to need anybody around me.
I know. Well, your tail of the dragon is in Scorpio, which is a very, very private sign. However, your moon in Aquarius demands to travel and demands friends. Does that make sense again?
Yes.
All right. Now, don't eat when you're upset.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right.
My question was that I was kind of looking for a PowerPoint in my chart, a direction. My twins, on the 27th of December, they just turned 10, and I'm wanting to get out. I've been a housewife, and I've been wanting to get out and do something, but I really don't know what direction to go in.
I can only tell you that the head of the dragon in June will be moving on your wishes area, and the tail of the dragon is going to move on to, into the fifth house of love and children. Do you have any kids or not?
In June?
Do you have any children?
Yes, I do. I have a set of twins.
A twin, okay.
And
I
then I have a daughter.
Okay, yeah. And that's where you have to be cautious, because the children are kind of a responsibility that's going to be with you forever. You understand that. And your wishes are conflicting. You know, you are one side of yourself wants to go out and to be free and to expand. The other side of yourself is very responsible. So
right.
What I suggest you to do maybe is to concentrate into technology and computers and things of this nature, and try to build something from the base of your operation. But your relationships may be so disturbing or destructive that your creativity and your decision-making are affected. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
Okay. So until you free yourself from your past, it will be very difficult for you to build your future. But you should be confident, because as I said, in June 2006, the dragon is going to move on your wishes area, and things will be imposed upon you. Decisions will have to be made because of the children. And, of course, in your relationships, you are going to, hypothetically speaking, die a few times from marriage or relationships. And you're going through one of those again.
Okay.
Do that make sense?
So I really need to change husbands or something.
Well,
my husband isn't really good for me, or he makes me miserable otherwise, really.
Well, honey, you have the tail of the dragon in Scorpio in your marriage area. And as much as you need a partner, first of all, does he drink or not?
No.
Okay, is he religious or not?
No.
Okay, so he's not bothering you per se. He's not imposing.
He's also a Taurus.
He's not imposing his will on you, is he?
No.
What is it that, I know you're a private person, but what is it that you don't like most about your relationship?
He's very selfish. He doesn't spend any time with the children. He leaves all everything
to me. Born,
really? He was May 5th.
He's a Taurus also. So your tail of the dragon is on his marriage area also. Well, again, you know, have you tried counseling with him?
He probably wouldn't go.
He wouldn't go?
No.
He's stubborn Taurus, huh? Yeah. Is he older or younger than you?
Younger.
Oh, okay.
He was born in 70.
Born in 1978. He's got a Leo dragon stare. He's got an ego that is conflicting with you. Sometimes.
Yes, he's got a very huge ego.
Yeah, I know. I know. I can see it through his stars. Well, you know, in order for me to really help you, honey, we would have to work on a professional level. What I can do tonight is just to kind of support you a little bit, but your situation demands much more work than a discussion over the telephone. You know, you got to check your husband UCI, you got to check your UCI, check where the dragon is conflicting, and then from there get the direction. But I already see that you are going to be forced into a new life starting in June 2006.
Right.
And I'm just asking you to concentrate, trying to fix the situation with him, because he's still the father of your kids.
Right.
And that's a priority.
I like to travel and do
I know, you
get
have
out.
To-
And
yourself.
He likes to stay home.
I suggested you to have a business from home, and with the computers and electronics, it's a form of traveling. But anything else, the conflict is there. Taurus wants home and family and security. It's a very stable, fixed sign. Your moon is in Aquarius, which is totally the opposite. You want to be free. You want to have friends. You want to do things. And that does not match what you want and what your husband wants. Do I make sense again?
Right.
So you need to find a way in between. First of all, try to fix the situation with your husband. Put things on the table. Seek help. Find out if the situation between you and him can be fixed, because the kids have to be number one in that situation. And if that doesn't work, then the dragon will force you into your wishes anyway. Sooner or later, the dragon will want you to get what you want. So just be patient. Wait until June, and you have 2 years after that to rebuild and rebirth yourself, to what you want to be and where you want to be. Now, if you had somebody that is less selfish, intellectual, that keeps you busy, that makes you troubling now and then, you would be a very happy girl. It might be that it's part of your wishes. Whatever you want, the dragon is going to bring it to you. And very often, he cannot bring it to you unless you die from your past. And I believe this is where you're at. You're on a crossroads.
Right.
Understood?
Okay.
So be strong. Do the right thing so that you don't bring any guilt to yourself. Okay? Give your best shot to save the situation. And if that doesn't work, then the dragon is going to have fun in bringing you what you need within the next couple of years. You should be confident, honey.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, I see this type of chart so very often. You can see the stability of the Taurus, the drive for security. You can see the intensity of the Scorpion, who means business, through her dragon's tail. And then you could see that very volatile moon in Aquarius. Now, anybody who has a very strong chart with a volatile moon, especially in a female chart, because the moon regulates the domestic scenery, could bring trouble in the long run. Now, if, let's say, this person were lucky enough to land on a guy which is intellectually stimulating, somebody which is happy, takes care of her and the kids, there would be no reason for her, regardless of the stars, you know, not to be happy. But it doesn't seem to be that way, at least for the time being. So we can only wish her a lot of luck. And maybe, you know, I didn't want to sound like if I wanted to sell her something, but I believe that she needs a full life reading, so I can guide her in detail to what's next for her. Well, anyone else wants to know? We just got a few minutes before the show is up. So until then, I'm going to be talking a little bit more about this upcoming moon. The upcoming moon will be into the sign of Sagittarius. And, of course, Capricorn, there is never one new moon or one full moon in one specific sign. So within the world of Capricorn, this new moon, and I'm asking you to be prepared, means that you got to be ready for the government to make some very important decision. And, of course, in the world of Sagittarius was religion. Sagittarius was foreigners in foreign lands. And we could have some interesting development after the... all right. So who is there? What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello.
What's your name, honey?
My name's Robin.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
10/25/55.
And what can I do for you as well?
I was just wanting to know if I could have any financial luck this late in life.
Well, it's funny because I'm looking at your chart. First of all, you were born in the constellation of Libra with your sun sign, Scorpio. You know that, yes?
Yes.
All right. Now, Libra means that you have to understand laws to be able to find balance and harmony in every area of your chart. And Scorpio is your second house of money, and you have Saturn in Scorpio. Now, that makes you naturally gifted in the affairs of metaphysics, investment, corporate endeavors, but Saturn always brings fears. You've got fears of not having enough money. Do I make sense?
Yeah, because I don't have any.
Well, and that becomes a wish to your subconscious. Your subconscious does not know what's right, what's wrong. So when you say, when you have fears of not having money and you reaffirm it to me by saying, because I don't have it, your subconscious is hearing, hey, I don't have no money and I don't want any money. So maybe you want to focus and concentrate on something else like education. Did you miss the boat in education?
Yeah.
But I thought, I'm looking at your chart because you're so split. You're all over the place, honey. You need to focus and concentrate. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
All right. You have gifts with computers. Do you like computers or are you afraid of them?
They're okay, yeah.
Good, good. All right. I see a very important study ahead of you, and that will give you a lot of options next year to land a very interesting job that will make you money. But you seem to be a good investigator, though. You see everything. You let me ask you this question. Have you thought of working in a real estate?
I hate sales.
You hate sales. Okay. It's funny because your tail of the dragon is into the sales department. But when I talk about real estate, I didn't mean selling house. I mean, I was referring to appraisal, money. You don't have to sell. They come to you. If you get involved into the real estate, take the financial aspect of real estate or the appraisal, because you have abilities in investigation. You're a very smart person. You're good with computers. And you like it or not, you know it or not, you could talk and you could sell. But that's what stops you again. You're stopping yourself to land a good job that could bring you a lot of money because of your fears and because you use too much negativity. Remember, you have a lot of Scorpio in you, and Scorpio has a stinger. The stinger is the misuse of your subconscious in the name of ignorance. So stop stinging yourself. Stop saying you don't have any money. Stop saying you hate this and you hate that, and start to say, I like it, I love it, and I'm going to be rich, and watch the results. You hear me?
Understood.
All right, sweetheart. Be confident. Early January, the dragon moves in your sixth house. You're going to take some study, and you should be just fine.
Okay.
Good night to you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, it's funny because, you know, I hear that all the time. You know what I said earlier? When you smoke for many years, when you drink for many years, when you do something for many, many years, it's encrusted in you. And it's so very difficult to get it out. You don't even know it. You don't even feel it. You become that energy. It melts into your life. It runs you. It overrides you. And the next thing you know, you've got some problem here. So learn to auto-analyze yourself from all that you have done. And when people tell you something, just listen, because maybe you lack the option of auto-analyzing yourself in certain area of your life, okay? For what is worth, I hope I'm able to reach that girl and to tell her to be more positive for her own sake. All right, who's next?
Thank
What's
you.
Your name, honey? Don't tell me you're a guy. What's your name?
It's Barry.
Barry, am I psychic or what?
You knew it.
All right, Barry, what's your date of birth, brother?
It's June 12th, 1967.
Well, you too. You seem to have a very strong Scorpio dragon still. What type of work do you do?
Are
you
a health consultant.
Into medical field, investment? What do you do?
I'm a health consultant.
Okay, that's mental health. That's what I thought. All right, now, let me ask you a few questions here. First of all, being a Gemini, you should have no problem in communication, correct?
Yes.
However, you still a Scorpio dragon star, which is very private. So you do have that dual personality, you know that.
Yes,
one
yes.
wants to talk to everybody and sell and make money, very competitive, and the other one is very quiet. They don't trust anything or anybody, right?
True.
All right. Now, your moon is in Leo in your third house. That means that the universe is giving you an option to shine because of your academical accomplishment or your verbal abilities. The moon in Leo is a perfect position for a movie producer or for a writer. You never thought of doing these things?
I did, actually.
Yep. Maybe you should have pushed on that one, my friend, because your stars denote a lot of money and a lot of success if you just wanted to go into the art. Meantime, your tail of the dragon is in Scorpio that denunciates a lot of past life in the medical field, and this is why you are involved, you know, so to speak, into that energy. But that's your tail. The tail of the dragon, you know, this is what I wish. It took me It took me 38 years to understand the dragon and the hidden dragon. It took me like 4 or 5 years to crystallize my wisdom under the form of a 500-and-something page book called The Power of the Dragon. And a lot of people out there have absolutely no clue of the dragon. And they're writing the tale, and they expect to be happy ever after. Doesn't work that way. So if I can suggest you something, okay, it's either get the book, I did the hard work, just sit down and read it, or do a full life reading and get this chart together. This chart is so very powerful. Now let me ask you another question. Do you get any headaches or sinuses or not?
No, I don't.
Good. So your Saturn is productive. It's towards midlife, okay, or the latest part of your life that you are going to accomplish the best of the best in this chart, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever worked in the food industry? Just a question. Hotels, restaurant, thing like that.
In the food industry?
Just a question. Yeah.
No, I don't work in the food industry.
No. Have you ever? Did you?
No, I haven't.
Something like that.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Did you consider entering the real estate also or not?
No, I haven't.
All right. So your second house is also clear. These are good answers. I want to hear that anyway. So it shows that you're definitely meant to be into the art. You never learned, you never thought of learning French or Italian?
Not yet.
Not yet, but have you thought of learning that those languages?
I have thought of learning a language, not necessarily those.
Yeah, could it be something like Latino language?
I was thinking more like Polish.
Polish, okay, all right. So that tells me your past life in Russia.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a lot of past life in Russia, my friend. All right. I can only tell you that the dragon will force you probably to move next year and to reevaluate and restructure your career. You've got about 2 years to do that, though. But
okay.
There is still a lot of things that you should know in terms of investment, planning, and traveling to be very successful. But at least I can only put you on a runway tonight. You should nurture that wish into the art, communication, and writing, because I firmly believe this is where the universe will reward you in terms of fame and financial security. Got it?
Sounds good. I had a quick question for you.
Go ahead.
When is the next supernova window coming up, and what do you see happening there?
Oh, gosh. First of all, there's no way that I can remember when and where, because I wrote the book too long ago. But it will certainly be either in one of my newsletters. Do you subscribe to my newsletters?
Yes, I do.
Good. It'll be either in the newsletter or my website, but for sure it will be in the daily forecast for my website. And supernova window can only denote problems with the weather and all sorts of negativity produced by Mercury. And being a Mercurian yourself, being born under the jurisdictions of Mercury, the planet of communication and transportation, you will always be directly affected. So I'm glad you have watched those windows and glad you react to them. And being prepared will give you, again, a lead on so many other things. You're a smart cookie. All right.
Thanks very much, Lewis, and Happy New Year to you.
Absolutely. But Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Well, people, we come at the end of Dr. Terry's Starlight Show, another hour that went real fast. Guess what? I have another show to do between 2 and 3 in the morning in Los Angeles, so I need to take a little rest. Until then, I want to wish every one of you a fantastic and very prosperous New Year. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.